Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is the fourth day of March, 2007. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, I want to blitz through a bunch of your phone calls and try to give you the short answer, let you give your take on things. And then I'm going to get into global warming as the fraud heats up. Spend a few minutes on that. And then, of course, the 10 false flags that changed the world. Government-sponsored terror. We'll be breaking that down for you. Right now, let's go ahead and take a call from Dan in New York, who wants to discuss peak oil. If you haven't heard of peak oil, it's very important. It's a very important fraud, very important globalist hoax to push world taxation yet again, ties into global warming. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Quick flashback. On September 11th, 1994, Frank Carter flew his plane, his small Cessna, into the lawn of the White House. So anyone who thinks no air defense was set up to defend against airplane attacks is a joke. On the topic of peak oil, and it sort of has to a question about your new film as well.
Well, let's introduce this, number one. Some people out there may not know what peak oil is. Give them the nutshell.
Okay, so basically this is an idea that the world is running out of oil, and in the next 50 or 100, however many years they try and lie and tell you.
Well, they say 2 years ago we reached the peak of production, and it only goes downhill from here, so we better pay $10 a gallon for gasoline from the oil companies. And the oil companies, it came out, BBC reporter Greg Palast, also ABC News reporter, that 10 years ago, now 11 years ago, Dutch Royal Shell wrote up the whole scam. But go ahead.
Yeah, not only, you know, those guys have been talking about it, but someone interesting that I recommend people seeing is Pastor Lindsay Williams' documentary, Energy Non-Crisis, where he had the firsthand experience of being...
Now, Gull Island up in Alaska, that's been come out mainstream now, but he's been talking about it for
right.
20 years, where they have enough oil to run the whole country, more than Saudi Arabia in Alaska.
Yeah, Chuyi said Gull Island alone... easily 200 years.
But the U.S. only gets 20% of its oil from there. Most of it's sent to China and Japan, and they then use it to deindustrialize this country.
Right. And on the hand of global warming, Alex, I recommend, I know you're a fan of astrology and cosmology, there's a new documentary, you could see it at Google Video, called Thunderbolts of the Gods. It's a radical reinterpretation of human history and the evolution of the solar system.
Well, to be clear, I'm a fan of astronomy. Not astrology. But listen, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. Yeah, I don't put much stock in the old horoscope there. But maybe it's okay to get people to just think about their lives. I mean, you know, maybe it gets you focused on thinking about where you're going and what you're doing. But big difference between astronomy and astrology. I appreciate your call. Let's now go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jim in Ohio. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I got a testimony about the HPV vaccine.
The human papillomavirus, a live virus cancer vaccine showing record problems and bad reactions, and it's just been out 8 months.
Absolutely.
Rick Perry claims it's the law. You've got to take it when there is no law.
Right. Well, my wife's cousin has three girls, 13, 15, and they just visited their practitioner. And said, the practitioner said, well, it's not required yet. And, of course, you know, she's pushing it on the girls and said, you can think about it. So I talked to their mom. I educated the mother about Merck and Gardasil from what I've learned from her.
And how they've bought all the politicians.
Yes. And I told her everything I know. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of making audio discs.
Well, you know, they've suspended their national campaign of lobbying and their financial officer stepped down, but go ahead.
Yes. I'm in the process of making audio discs so I can pass them around of your interviews that you replayed Friday. Thank you very much for that. So I told the mother the next visit to the practitioner, at the minimum, when the subject comes up, at the minimum, ask her about mercury being in the vaccine. So the next visit, she went there. The subject came up. She said, I heard there was mercury in that vaccine. Practitioner, and I told her, pay attention to the look on her face. She said it was priceless. The practitioner gave her this weird look, turned and looked the other way, and never brought up the subject again.
Absolutely. Good job. Good to hear from you. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Patrick's been holding the longest in San Marcos, and let's go ahead and take his call. San Marcos, Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just had two quick, I guess, comments, and then I'll go ahead and let you get to the other calls. First, I'd like to get your opinion on what you think about what's going on in Denmark with the riots. And
I'm going to be honest with you. First, I read about it some today. And we've got to, normally we learn more as it develops, but I mean, it takes time to really give you a good opinion. Right now, I just know about the report. Give us your take.
Well, I mean, it seems like what it basically is these kids took over a abandoned, I believe it's an apartment building,
yeah,
and basically wouldn't leave. So I guess the government, in all its glory, decided to bring in an anti-terror unit and attempt to, I guess, evict them from the property.
And that's not working too well.
Yeah, apparently not, because it's been, what, 2 days of riots and 1 day of protests where people were arrested, other AKA a riot. And also, the second thing I wanted to get your opinion on is, I assume since you're a local Austinite and a native Texan, that you would probably know where Smithville's at.
Yes, it's out past Bastrop.
Correct, correct. And I was actually wondering, I had emailed you reference to this, referenced a soldier that was killed in Iraq named Tina Priest.
Okay.
And I believe it is a military cover-up, because what had happened is she had reported to her family that one of her superior commanders was raping her, and then in another letter she reported that she was pregnant from it, and suddenly she ended up committing suicide.
Well, let me comment on that. I don't know about the Tina Priest case, although I did see a blurb in the news. What I do know is they've had three different torture researchers, investigators, commit suicide. Every time they're about to file a report, they blow their own head off, sometimes multiple gunshots. And if you don't think people don't get fragged in a war zone, you're wrong. Frag was the slang term in Vietnam where they would throw a fragmentation hand grenade into the tent or into the room of the officer and blow them to bits. So it's absolutely horrible. Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in Wisconsin. TJ, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
That would be on again. I just want to give a quick comment on BBC and then get your thoughts on something else.
Okay, now the BBC reporting that the former deputy FBI director saying there should be a new investigation of Oklahoma City because of government involvement. Oh, massive, just huge. Or the BBC running a report 25 minutes before Building 7 fell with prior knowledge saying it had fallen.
Yeah, the WTC-7.
Okay.
Yeah. Why is BBC just dodging the question of where did the report come from?
Well, that's right. They admit it's a real report and said they made a mistake, but not before they demanded the web take the videos down and then claim that their videos, their original archives, had all been lost and then pulling it off their own website. Yeah, they're acting very, very suspicious, and it was that suspicious, me thinks you protest too much behavior that caused the story to go supernova, and all of my websites are seeing about 300% traffic right now, surging. In fact, they have different sites that rate stories. And guess what story on Thursday, took a few days to develop, was in the top 20 on the web?
Now let me guess. Would it be WTC7?
WTC7, and it was number one on YouTube and number one on Google. But overall, it was behind Britney shaving her head and Anna Nicole Smith's burial. But there's only a few other stories bigger than this right now.
I hear you. And the thing I want to get your opinion on is, looking into the WTC7 and the Larry Silverstein quote, one thing I haven't seen questioned at all about that is it protocol for the New York Fire Department to call an owner of a building because they don't think they can save it?
Stay there. Let's talk about that on the side. We cannot do justice to that question right now. Then I'm going to shift gears into the 10 false flags that changed the world, and then back to your calls and more on global warming. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, TJ, finish up the point you were making.
The point I was making was, WTC 7, you know, Larry Silverstein likes to say how he got a call from the fired commander that they couldn't save the building. Now, not only on that day, given that day and what was happening, much better things could have been done than wasting time on the phone with Larry Silverstein, but is that protocol? I mean, you couldn't save that building anyway. So what if Larry Silverstein was like, no, save it? What was the point of that phone call to begin with?
Well, number one, I think it's people with culpability trying to blame and somehow tie in inculpability, the fire department. Number one, a modern steel building had never fallen from fire. Two had already done it that day. You got one way down the street with small fires, Building 7. And Larry Silverstein says, well, we knew it was going to fall, so we gave the order and watched it come down. And that in and of itself is strong. Then the firemen and police and emergency workers are saying, we were told, get way back, it was going to blow up, it was going to fall, it was going to be brought down to save nearby buildings. Well, how do you plant bombs in a building that's on fire? They wired a local building here in Austin for a month and couldn't even properly bring it down last week, the Intel building. Okay, let's shift gears now, and we'll take calls in the next segment after that. Let's shift gears into the 10 false flags that changed the world. This is up on prisonplanet.com. Blogger Joe Krubba has just finished an excellent series posted on his blog, Hard-Boiled Dreams of the World, and I know all this material. I've made films about it, so I can tell you it's very accurate what's on his site. And he goes through the top 10 false flags that changed the world in great detail. And we've got a link to this up on prisonplanet.com right now. Number one, well, this is in reverse order, number 10. So it counts down from history. And I'm just going to read through these and then go back and just cover a couple of them in the interest of time. Number 10, false flags that changed the world. Nero, Christians and the Great Fire of Rome. And it's Roman history that Nero set the fire and then used it because he'd been openly saying he wanted to tear down most of the city and expand his palace and build a bunch of government buildings, and the people wouldn't go along with it. So he had this new sect he was dealing with, the Christians, and so he burned down a large portion of the city. It's on record that he wouldn't let the firefighters fight it, and then he blamed it on the Christians and threw them to the lions. And so that's an example of doing something yourself that you then frame someone with. That's number 10. Number 9, remember the Maine? To hell with Spain. Hearst Publishing, on most of the newspapers at the time, basically hyped up the war. The battleship Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898, they told almost all the sailors, there's only a few people on board the ship, to take an unprecedented leave and go there to Guantanamo Bay that was held by the U.S. at that time as a port. Our government still holds part of Cuba to this day. And then the ship magically blew up, and they've had the archaeologists and others go in, and it's called archaeometry, I guess, where scientists study history to then understand what's happened, where physicists do. And they found that it looked like some type of explosive device went off in the boiler, not the magazine, as they had thought. But regardless, the government knew that Spain had not had any ships in the area. They had not attacked the Maine. Right when they wanted to start the war, it magically blew up and sunk to the bottom, and the rest is history. The Philippines and many other coaling stations were grabbed by the U.S. Navy in the Spanish-American War. The Manchurian incident, this is now mainstream Japanese history, and that's number 8. And the Japanese wanted to attack China. They wanted to go up against Russia. And conveniently, in 1931, they blew up their own railway station and blamed it on China. And all the supporting documents and information are right there in the story. So the Japanese did that with the Manchurian incident. Then there's number 7, Secrets of the Reichstag Fire, where Hermann Göring later bragged, number 2 in the Nazi hierarchy at the time, that right after Hitler had been elected, they firebombed and blew up the Reichstag building and blamed it on a mentally retarded individual, Marinus van der Lubbe, who they then subsequently gave the death penalty and executed. Then he used that to launch the different police state policies in Nazi Germany, and you know the rest of the story. Moving forward, though, to number 6 of 10 false flags that changed the world, a lot of Americans and others who don't know history think Hitler just attacked Poland out of a blue sky. No, Hitler had newsreel cameras ready, and they staged an attack on a German military radio relay station on the border of Poland, the tiny town of Gliwice, and dressed up a few concentration camp victims as Polish soldiers and shot them for the newsreels. We even have those newsreels now, and it's now admitted and declassified. That came out in the Nuremberg trials, that the Nazis staged an attack on their own military base as a way to then invade Poland. Adolf Hitler, then again, that was the fake invasion at Gliwice. Number 5, the myth of Pearl Harbor. Now, in the case of Pearl Harbor, the Japanese Imperial Navy was corrupt, Tojo was bad. The Emperor was bad. They were bad globalists. They were bad imperialists. We're not debating saying who's the good guys and who's the bad guys here. We know who the bad guys are. But a year before the British and then a few months before the U.S. had broken the purple and blue Japanese codes, and they knew specifically, and this has now been declassified, when the attack would come, the Honolulu Advertiser, shades of BBC reporting, before Building 7 fell, that it had fallen, they reported in the Honolulu Advertiser that indeed, I have the original Honolulu Advertiser, I got the newspaper, didn't want to believe this years ago, that the Japanese Imperial Navy would attack a week later on December 7th, 1941, and they indeed did. There was a 10-part plan to get Japan to attack, cut off their oil, encircle them. U.S. troops would leave the Army Air Corps and join with the Chinese military a year before Pearl Harbor in the Flying Tigers that fought before the war and through the war, so U.S. forces were also attacking. And I discovered this, I uncovered this, it wasn't hard, it's hidden in plain view, the Pacific War Memorial, the National Pacific War Memorial Museum, the George Herbert Walker Bush National War Memorial Museum, is in Fredericksburg, Texas, where I have had family that lives out there. So I've spent some time out there. And I went out there, and it was, I guess this was about 6 years ago, or it was right before 9/11. I've been there several times, but I noticed they have a Japanese midget submarine there at the park, and it talks about how that morning, and it showed the date, they had intercepted the submarine and had depth charged it and made it surface, and it crashed on a reef, and they captured the Japanese soldiers. And I looked at the time, they said they captured them and the engagement happened, and it was an hour before Pearl Harbor even started. This was happening in the islands. This had been reported, and still the Navy was ordered to stand down. Now, I didn't know the full import of it, but I had announced it on my show. Did you know that they knew about it because the sub was attacking and then they kept it quiet and still ordered the ships to stand down and the aircraft to stand down? Well, then in 2002, CNN reported the headline, "The United States attacked the Japanese and started Pearl Harbor." And I didn't know that five submarines attacked and one even tried to come into the harbor and attack, but the destroyers went in and sunk it. And they stopped, a couple others crashed onto reefs, and the other one got depth charged. And so, again, the point is that was provocateured. Pearl Harbor was staged. Takes nothing away from our valiant sailors and troops in the Army. They were set up for it. When we get back, we'll get into number 4, 3, 2, and drum roll number 1 for you on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
So we're going through the top 10 false flags, then into the latest information on the global warming, global taxation fraud. We've now gotten in the top 10 down to number 4. We just covered Pearl Harbor. Number 4, Israeli terrorist cell uncovered in Egypt. Now, this is on record. The Israelis do not deny this. This case is totally publicly admitted. And the folks that put this article together, I don't know, put together something like 15 pages of documentation on it. In July of 1954, an Israeli terrorist cell was activated inside Egypt. The ensuing attacks, cleverly disguised and looked like the work of Arabs, blasted and torched American and British targets. Israel was trying to suck the two nations into a war against Egypt. And things went really bad when one of the Israeli agents' bombs that he was going to bring into a theater blew up on his person and burned him almost to death. And then other Israeli agents went public and blew the whistle to the Egyptian authorities. They didn't want to carry out the attacks, and they were able to stop it. And that is part of the record. David Ben-Gurion, Israel's founding prime minister, thought the Egyptian terrorist attacks against Americans would be a perfect way to cool the growing U.S.-Egypt relationship. And since there was no Egyptians planning attacks against Americans, Ben-Gurion's proteges did the next best thing. They recruited Israeli agents to pretend to be Egyptian terrorists. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is number 4. Number 3 is an event that was not carried out, but ABC News, Baltimore Sun have covered it. That's U.S.-sponsored terrorism, Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets by remote control and crash them, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks, and even how to blame patsies. That's in the 15-page declassified document signed by L.L. Emitzer. They went operational all the way to Kennedy, who said no to the plan. But then, just a few years later, We've been talking about this forever and call conspiracy theories, but 3 years ago it was declassified by the CIA and the National Security Archives as well as the NSA History Department. Now admitted, none of our ships were attacked, and we have the LBJ McNamara, Defense Secretary tapes from the ranch up to D.C. where they talk about how the whole event was staged. That is number two, Phantoms in the Gulf of Tonkin. And then drum roll, ladies and gentlemen, please, the horrible tragic events of 9/11. And then we go through the massive evidence there that that was an inside job. And those are just some of the admitted false flag or provocateur actions that have happened in history. Oklahoma City, of course, is a very important one. We broke this Thursday, and then it was reported by the BBC, of all places, on their front page on Friday, exactly what we had reported via lawyers involved with the case who were suing the federal government. Former FBI director calls for new OKC bombing investigation. Their former deputy FBI director, Danny Coulson, names Strassmeyer as an agent in an upcoming documentary. Former FBI terrorist task force director, Danny Coulson, has called for a new grand jury investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, and for the first time names Andreas Strassmeyer as an agent in a documentary set to air Sunday that has now aired, according to lawyer Jesse Trinidou. And then we went with this Thursday, and Friday it was confirmed by the BBC. We kind of stole their thunder there. Trinidou, attorney for the bombing conspiracy conspirator Terry Nichols, last week obtained an astounding declaration from Nichols in which he fingered FBI agent Larry Potts as having directed McVeigh in carrying out the attack. And to say he's his lawyer, that's how he was able to get into the prison, but he's suing separately against the government because he lost family, a brother in all of this. So he just set out to find out what really happened, and lo and behold, he found out who was involved, didn't he? All these years we've been telling you, and now the former deputy FBI director has gone on television and has talked about some of it. Boy, is that not big news, but somehow I'm not even happy that it's true. I've always hoped I was wrong, hoped against hope, but c'est la vie, it looks like it is the case. Let's jam in a few calls before we go to break, and we'll come back and get into global warming a little bit. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Florida. Brian, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I want to direct your attention, and thank you for all the good work you're doing, too. It's fantastic. I want to direct your attention to some YouTube video that I just uploaded about an hour ago. It's of a Fox News report from 9/11. Actually, it was reported in early morning hours on September 12th. But it's some footage of some air traffic controllers in a very small municipal airport in Pennsylvania saying that they had been ordered to evacuate the tower, and they found it odd that they couldn't see the plane in the air, even though they were given some prior knowledge that the plane was about to crash.
Very interesting. What's the name of the video?
That's on YouTube right now. It's called Johnstown Air Traffic 9/11. If you go to news and...
Yeah, but what's the name again? Johnstown?
Johnstown Air Traffic 9/11.
Okay, we will check into that, sir. And again, there's hundreds of hours of footage, more than that, with all these different TV networks and channels and radio stations. So it's up to you guys and gals. You're doing a great job to go out there and ferret all this out, and then we can basically blast it out to the world. So thank you.
Alex, I have also uploaded, and it's still processing right now, is the program that was on just prior to Jane Stradley's report of the World Trade Center number 7, where she also gives a live report, and this is some 50 minutes prior to that. But what's interesting in that video that I've uploaded is Ehud Barak is in the video, as is Frank Gaffney, who is a member of the PNAC, and all of them are 7 hours prior, or just after the attack, 7 hours, they're all calling for a global war on terror.
They're all on script. I mean, 30 minutes after they were saying Al CIA officer Bin Laden did it.
So, Alex, thank you. We pray for you every night that you stay safe and are able to continue your fight here.
I think that's probably why I'm still around. God bless you. Thank you. We need your prayers. Let's go ahead and talk to Renee in New Mexico. You're on the air, Renee.
Good evening or good afternoon.
Hi.
Two things. Have you seen the movie The Corporations?
Yes.
And then recently there was another one brought out, and me and my memory, I'm running to the back of the room.
Why We Fight?
No, yes, Why We Fight was the other one. Also, I'm a history buff, have been since high school. when they taught, I'm 55 years old, and they taught history in high school. And I follow it all the way through. You talk about 9/11. Well, if you look at the Pentagon photographs, I've never seen any aircraft parts.
Well, until the roof, before the roof caved in, there was a 16-foot hole and no engines and no holes from the engines. You think big, giant titanium engines bigger around than a bus slamming in at 550-something miles an hour into a facade would cause damage, but not on 9/11. It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it's real interesting where they...
Hey, everything's fine. The government tells you the truth. There's no North American Union. There's no world government. There's no government corruption. Everything's fine. I'm an extremist. Just trust your government. Take your live cancer vaccine. And if Perry says it's a law and there is no law, well, he's God. I guess there is a law. And Bush's amnesty makes all the illegals legal, but he says it's not an amnesty, so it's not an amnesty. And there's all these new gun control laws and all these attacks on gun dealers and owners, but so what? Everything's fine. And Hillary's going to save us, and Barack Obama's going to save us, and the world government's going to save us, and everything's okay. Just go back to sleep. You know, global corporations haven't bought off both parties. Global corporations aren't publicly lobbying to take our freedoms. I mean, they really are, but so what? Let's just deny it, go back to sleep, and launch an attack on Iran because the television says it's good, and just start believing our government and the media and not questioning. The number one thing we can do is not question our leaders. It's unpatriotic to question your leaders. It's unpatriotic to ask questions. It's unpatriotic to have any freedoms or rights. The Bill of Rights is anti-American. Thank God President Bush and the Democrats are getting rid of the Bill of Rights so we can fight Al-Qaeda. And I'm glad Newt Gingrich is calling for banning free speech. And I'm glad that we're losing our freedoms. And I'm glad there's cameras in school bathrooms. And I'm glad that we're losing all our freedom. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, I worship world government. I think high taxes and regulations good. And government's God. And PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com, you shouldn't miss those websites. They're evil. They're with Al-Qaeda. And that Alex Jones should be arrested and sent to a FEMA camp. All right, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Who you gonna call?
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Just a few important miscellaneous stories. This out of Tallahassee, Florida, a few days ago. Bill would mandate nicer term for illegals. A state legislator whose district is home to thousands of Caribbean immigrants, illegal aliens, wants to ban the term illegal alien from the state's official documents. I personally find the word alien offensive and when applied to individuals, especially to children, said Senator Fernancia Wilson, Democrat out of Miami. An alien is to me someone from out of space. Well, the term is an alien to the Republic. And in Mexico, they use that term if you come there illegally. But this just shows political correctness gone wild. They're trying to pass hate crimes laws where you can't have free speech, where you can't say what's on your mind. And there's a talk show host locally here in Austin. People outside Austin won't even know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to name any names. That I'm not going to defend, but at the same time I'm going to say the individual was on air worshiping Barack Obama, how great he is, how he's going to vote for him, how he likes him, and then talked about how Senator Biden said, oh, he's a clean black. And then said, oh, isn't that racist? That's like saying he's a clean such and such. And then, oh, the person's suspended, they're in trouble. I mean, it's all in context, folks. And this just shows this hypersensitivity. Meanwhile, you listen to a lot of the rap and a lot of the hip-hop that's on stations, and it's making fun of gays, it's making fun of whites, it's making fun of other black people, and using the N-word. How is that suddenly okay? All I'm saying is there needs to be, and I mean, it does show insensitivity by Senator Biden. I mean, that is kind of a racist thing to say. But you know what? Again, we have a country falling apart. We have a dollar that's been devalued. We have all these serious things happening. We have all these serious issues facing us. World War III is about to start, and we're talking about what Senator Biden says. We're talking, meanwhile, Senator Byrd is a former Klan member, but that's okay because he's a liberal. I don't know how that works. We're talking about Anna Nicole Smith. We're talking about people shaving their heads. We're talking about Paris Hilton. We're talking about Britney Spears. Who cares? Okay? And a lot of this so-called multiculturalism actually heightens people's differences of pigmentation and actually creates more racism. I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of political correctness. I don't care what color you are, where you're from, what you do. I mean, some people are so freaked out and so mind-numb now that I heard national press reporters who wouldn't even quote Senator Biden. I mean, we're news people. We're supposed to quote what they say. I mean, this is getting more and more insane by the minute, and I frankly am tired of it. Because once you censor talk show hosts, and once you censor reporters, and once you make a big deal out of people that have done mild things, pretty soon it's other issues that are censored. I mean, I remember back when Clinton was selling us out to the communist Chinese, CNN had reports like, is it racist to criticize the Chinese generals in the White House and the Commerce Department? Is it really a way to attack Asians? No, it's corruption. It's a foreign country influencing us. You know, when we talk about we don't want 30 million illegals here driving down wages, sucking off the welfare, bringing the society down, Bank of America and Wells Fargo should make them show ID like everybody else. The media goes, is it really racism? In fact, we went and covered David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations at UT. He was here Thursday. My camera guys went down there, and he called Lou Dobbs a xenophobe. Lou Dobbs is, how dare them? You see how they use that? They're using the race card. They're playing the race card. Almost 70% of Hispanics in Gallup polls want our border shut down. Are they racist against Hispanics? No. They know we can't take on the whole world. So, again, I'm tired of the chilling effect. I'm tired of the censorship. I'm tired of it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just absolutely amazing, the type of things that we see that go on in this society. So I wanted to stand up for another fellow talk show host who's viciously attacked me over the years, ongoing, savagely. Well, I'm here to defend them because I defend their free speech. It's that simple. And the guy was supporting Barack Obama and talking about the quote and making fun of Senator Biden as making a racist statement. I mean, stuff's got to be looked at in context here. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier. I said I'd get into global warming, but I don't have time to properly do it. We've written a bunch of articles about it. There was a big Channel 4 in England piece about it today, a big documentary. All the top scientists, the actual devices that register the sun, record that its radiance is brighter than it's ever been. The entire solar system's heating up. Not just Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa's ice caps melting. The ice caps... it's snow-covered peak. Now the ice caps on Mars are melting. Titan is heating up, one of the moons of a major gas giant. They're all heating up. Pluto's heating up. They have devices that can measure this. And when you hear, oh, we got it, and, of course, the UN said on last Tuesday, we need a global tax, a worldwide gas tax, energy tax, paid to the UN to save the Earth. Even if you believe that humans are causing global warming, which all the evidence shows we're not, I mean, we are a flea on the hind end of a horse here, folks. In the scheme of things, their solution isn't a solution. Let's jam in some calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rebecca in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I've started a group here where we are fighting the National ID, the Real ID Act, and
first it was one state, and now it's eight states that are pulling out of the Real ID Act, the National ID card. Again, citizens got to have this to have a job, Social Security, anything, but the illegals don't have to have ID to get bank accounts.
That's correct. Anyway, we collected a few hundred signatures, and then we went around and xeroxed them all off, and we send them to every state legislator we have. It's in the Senate.
Now, I don't have a list of eight in front of me, but is Nevada a list of the states that are already? I know eight are already got resolutions to do it, and one's already thrown it out.
Well, this is what is bothering me. We send it to all the legislators up there, and we also send it to the ones in the.
But that's what I'm asking you. I don't have the list in front of me. I can't remember. Is Nevada one that's already done it?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think they said they're going to have a resolution, but this is what they said. I just got a letter in front of me, a reply, and I want you to hear exactly what they said.
Okay, quickly.
And to show that they do not understand the Constitution. I have read your letter February 24th. I do not support the Real ID Act. There is little a state legislature can do about federal legislation.
Total bull. The states are
right.
The boss.
Other than a resolution condemning the federal act.
All powers not expressly given to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people. It's the 10th Amendment. Go read it. Read the case law, boys and girls. The feds are supposed to protect the borders, have a navy to defend us from invasion, and issue the money. And they don't do any of those three things they're supposed to. They quasi have a military that actually defends us instead of going around for corporate raiders. The Federal Reserve orders the Treasury to issue the money, and private groups in control. And they don't protect our borders properly.
That's correct. And we sent this in the letter precisely. We sent them the 10th Amendment word by word in there. So this is what the states can do to prevent. And I had a 30-minute argument with another one of my representatives, and he said he was laughing at me. He goes, oh, so you have godlike powers. You can stop it all by yourself, why don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Paul in Pennsylvania. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, awesome, Alex Jones. I just want to tell you a story. I'm a 16-year-old student in an Orwellian brainwash institution, otherwise known as high school, which it is. And listeners, when Alex Jones says it is Orwellian, it is. And I just want to tell you a quick story.
We've got a minute and a half. Hit us.
Okay. Well, a teacher was talking about Islamic extremism, and a student said, well, you know, well, they look at us. And then she comes out and says, oh, well, how do they know you're not a terrorist? You know, you look like the Oklahoma City bomber. I say, what about John Doe number 2, olive complexion, Iraqi connection? She stands up all confidently. Oh, he was caught and let go. I was
so flabbergasted. So she even knew about it?
Well, yeah. I mean...
Well, here's the deal. You go get the BBC article where the former deputy FBI director is saying what we're saying now and see how she likes that. But that's why they need terrorism, is so we can all be watched and we can all be violated, so they have an excuse to enslave us and abuse us, and you find out who's behind the terror, criminal elements of the military-industrial complex.
Yeah. I also want to say one more thing besides Oklahoma. When you talked about guns really quickly right there, people out there, call your congressman and tell them to vote no on the law, H.R. 1022. It's an assault weapons ban.
Yeah, they're trying to bring that back, which Bush says he supports, and the average conservative will argue with that and call me a liberal because I'm against an assault weapons ban. Again, communism is conservative, and, I mean, that's their new world. Basically, they're communist, and they don't even know it, and then I'm an actual constitutionalist, so I'm an evil liberal. We're out of time. Sorry to all the other callers. I want to tell the crew, great job today. I want to thank all the affiliates, all the sponsors. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com on a daily basis, news updates. I got a whole team writing and doing research and posting the best and most important news out there on the economy, on the war, on the police state, on our sovereignty, on every issue. I'm a filmmaker. My new film, Terror Storm, is out, available on Amazon.com or InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free to get my new film, Terror Storm, 1-888-253-3139. It is a history of government-sponsored terror. Or watch it for free at Google Video. Remember, Terror Storm. See it today. All right, back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.